Welcome to Season 4 of Homeschool Talk with HCS. That's Heritage Christian School in San Diego, a private Christian home education umbrella program, or PSP, serving homeschooling families nationwide since 1988. I am the show producer, Lilia Sepulveda. Now please welcome your host in the 30th year of her homeschooling journey, HCS Principal Vicki Sturmowen.
Welcome back to another episode of Homeschool Talk with HCS. I am your host, Vicki Sturmowen, and today I am joined by a special guest. Andrew Vandiver is a fellow HCS member, as well as the president of CHEA, which is the Christian Home Educators Association. And today we are going to learn a little bit about who CHEA is, what they do, and some exciting events they have coming up. So before we dive into all things CHEA, Andrew, let's start with you. First of all, welcome and thank you for being here. And could you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. And Vicki, just thanks for having me on. I'm excited to share a little bit about my family and CHEA and what we're all about. So I am a homeschool graduate. I was homeschooled K through 12. And right here in San Diego, actually. And my wife, Jenny, who you know, was also homeschooled. And back then, both of our families were members of a homeschool umbrella that was at that time pretty large. And Heritage were actually the way I thought of Heritage is they were our rivals on basketball and volleyball and football courts and fields. And so if somebody had told us back then that we were going to be members of Heritage as part of our homeschooling journey, we just wouldn't have believed it.
I love that.
And we actually, one, I guess, interesting thing, because we both had very good experiences homeschooling and we're just really grateful for what our parents had done for us and the ways they had poured into our lives. It was almost a default choice for us. Whereas I know a lot of people struggle, my parents did with, you know, is this the right thing to do? And for us, it was just very easy to say yes to homeschooling. The thing that made it a little bit of a question of whether we would end up joining Heritage actually just had to do with how much we loved filing our own private school affidavit and that sort of fierce independence that we felt. And at the end of the day, it was just the benefits and the community that brought us over, that we felt like what we could connect with and be involved with was worth giving up that independence. And so we're very grateful to be members.
Well, we are definitely grateful to have both of you. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and your sweet girls. I love that both you and your wife are second generation homeschoolers. It's always such an encouragement to me, and I know to others, to see those who were homeschooled choosing that route for their own children. It's very encouraging, and that's awesome. All right, so let's start at the beginning here. What is CHEA?
Yeah, so CHEA is as you said, it's the Christian Home Educators Association, actually of California. So we are a California-specific, statewide Christian homeschool organization. And we really are the statewide Christian homeschool organization in California. We actually have relationships with similar organizations in other states, but we work with Christian homeschoolers across the state.
Great. And what exactly does CHEA do?
Great question. So CHEA's mission is organized around what we call the three P's, which are to promote, provide, and protect home education in the state of California, Christian home education specifically. And so just some examples of how we do those things. We promote private Christian home education by running some very large Facebook groups that help people who are curious or just starting out. We have close to 20,000 members in one of those, and we actually have several groups and a team of volunteer administrators and moderators that just help channel good information into these people that are trying to figure out what to do. We also offer some legal guidance on our website, not as lawyers, but just pointing out how the laws work. And then we run events all over the state. And in the fall, we did an event where we visited 6 cities in 5 days, helping to promote Christian home education in those areas. On the provide side, we have some conferences that we can talk about later. That you're actually going to be a speaker at one of our conferences, and so we're really grateful for that. And provide leadership training, because we really want Christian homeschool support groups to just thrive and do well and grow. And on the protect side, we have partnerships with groups like HSLDA and Family Protection Ministries to work together and make sure that we can take part in our government and make sure that homeschooling is protected.
And so when did CHEA start and why did they start?
Prior to the 70s, this is my understanding from reading and listening to other folks, prior to the 70s, it was not something, homeschooling was not something that a lot of people thought about. But in the 70s, there's a book came out called Better Late Than Early that was featured on Focus on the Family at the time. And a lot of people heard about this idea then and thought, hey, maybe this is something God is calling my family to. There were a lot of questions about, is this legal? And as a second generation homeschooler, one of the fun things I like to mention is I was kind of on the tail end of the generation where we were told don't answer the phone during school hours because someone might report you. So back in the 70s, people were starting to get interested in this. And so in 1982, some families got together and said, you know, we need to actually make an association where we're in this together, we're helping each other. And that's in 1982 is when Christian Home Educators Association was started. And just to tie that into some of the broader history, HSLDA was started in 1983, the next year, by Michael Ferris. And then in 1986, just a few years later, somewhat motivated by legal issues that were coming up, HSLDA and CHEA planned together and helped start Family Protection Ministries, who are today still working in Sacramento to make sure that legislators understand what homeschoolers are and what's good for us and what's not good for us. And all that just came out of these families that knew this is what they were called to do and wanted to work together to make sure that it could be done legally if possible.
So what exactly is your role at CHEA and how did you get involved?
So I'm official title is the president of CHEA. Really, I serve on the board of directors, and we're a volunteer group that serve to direct the policy of CHEA as well as to help run things. We do have staff that I want to make clear do the bulk of the front lines work, answering phones and publishing articles and things like that, scheduling the convention. But when convention times comes around, really you'll find all of us trying to work together to pull it off.
Yeah, that makes sense. And we appreciate definitely all the hours that all volunteers work who are working hard to protect the rights of private Christian homeschool families. You do a valuable service to all of us. So thank you on behalf of HCS for the time that you give to that. As you talk about CHEA, you keep referencing private homeschoolers or home educators or private home educators. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, definitely. So in California, there are really only two categories of education, public and private. And it's a pretty important distinction. Nathan Pierce from Family Protection Ministries will be quick to point out, he would know the number off the top of his head, and I don't know the number, but if you take the legislation and regulation about public education, it's thousands of pages, and the legislation, the statutes around private education fit on one page. So it's a pretty important distinction. And part of, you know, what we care about is making sure that we keep it that way, that we protect that liberty that we have, because the shortness of the statutes there really directly correlates to parental control over the raising of our kids in a way that will be best for them and glorify God. So that distinction is really important. And you know, we obviously we're not going around helping private campus schools in general. We're focused even a little more zoomed in on private home education, not private campus education. But it is pretty important that we're over here in this private category.
But as a legal distinction, there really isn't one. Is that correct? Between a private brick and mortar school and a private home school, it's literally on paper, it's the same institution. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, back back when we were in our fiercely independent days, we had a private name for our private school and everything. So it is it absolutely, you're right, it is under that same category.
Okay. And then so you're doing all these things, and all your mission is to help and support and encourage and train private Christian homeschoolers. So what resources do you have for private Christian homeschoolers, and how can people take advantage of those resources?
So one of the big things that I think people would really benefit from is our convention. And so I'll mention that first. Our convention is coming up. It's our parenting and homeschool conference. And it's coming up in May 9th through 11th at Biola University in La Mirada. So I know for San Diego families, that's a little bit of a drive, but I got to go there earlier this year, and I'll say it's a nice, beautiful place to be. So I would love for people to join us there, and we are going to have excellent speakers and resources and curriculum exhibitions as well. So if people are, whether people are just getting started and trying to figure out what all the options are, get some guidance, or whether people have been homeschooling for a long time and are just looking for some fresh ideas, fresh wind in their sails, we always have talks that range from very technical, you know, here's how you do Charlotte Mason well, to ranging from that to very broad and motivational around, you know, why we do this, why we educate our kids at home. So yeah, so that's May 9th through 11th up in La Mirada, and I would love for people to join us there. We also, this is a little further out, but closer to home for a San Diego audience. And I don't know what percentage of your audience is San Diego, but in August we will have our Homeschool Freedom Day that will be held here in San Diego, in La Mesa actually, and we'll have really excellent resources for families there, focused on the freedom part, and then we'll also have some leadership training there as well too. So that'll be in conjunction with a leadership conference, in conjunction with our conference on May 9th through 11th. But on the 9th, we have our leadership conference, which is targeted at teachers, home educators who are leading homeschool groups and looking for resources to better facilitate and lead those groups. And so you'll be speaking there and sharing some of your expertise from running Heritage. That'll be, I think, a really neat resource for people. And we'll also have some other good speakers as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to speaking both at the leadership conference and at the family conference. And I just have to make a plug for the conference. I have such fond memories of my early homeschooling years and attending CHEA conferences. And I would do it as a girls' weekend. We'd get a hotel room, and there'd be like three or four of us, and we would sit down and pore over all the workshops and then divide and conquer. And we would just assign different of us to hit different conferences. And then we'd come back in the evenings over dinner and share all the things that we learned, or the things that we bought, or the information we picked up from the exhibitors in the hall there. And those were such fun times, but they were also such growing times as a homeschooler. I still am homeschooling 30 years later, implementing some of the things I've learned from these conferences from, you know, almost 30 years ago. You learn so much at these conferences and you come back so pumped and renewed in your vision and your zeal for home education. It just really fills you up and launches you into the planning stages for the next school year. I just can't recommend it enough. If you are at all able to make it, ideally for all 3 days, but even if it's just a day or two, try to make it work. I guarantee you will not regret it. And don't leave me out if you're coming up. So if there's a group of HCS people coming up, text me because I'm going to be there and let's get together and have coffee or dinner or something and kind of go over what we're learning and what we're hearing together. But it is a wonderful time and I just would highly encourage you to attend if you at all can. Well, yeah. Andrew, thank you so much for being here and for sharing about CHEA and for being so diligent in protecting the freedoms we have as California private Christian homeschoolers, and then supporting, encouraging, and training private Christian homeschoolers in their high calling to raise and educate our children biblically. We look forward to finding ways to help to be involved. I know that a lot of volunteers are needed at the conference, and so I've communicated this to some people within our HCS community as well, but anyone listening to this, and yes, those definitely in the HCS community, they are looking for volunteers, and you get like a discount or something on your ticket, right? If you volunteer in some way.
Yeah, and actually one of the benefits that we provide, because we know if people volunteer, they're gonna probably you don't get tied up for the whole convention, but it we do recognize that if people are volunteering, they probably end up missing something they would have liked to hear. And so one of the benefits we give people is some ability to download some things that they missed. So there's that too, but it's really a fun group of people to work with. So we'd love for anyone to help out.
Okay, so you got that. You got your volunteer instructions. You got your attending instructions. I hope that as a result of just hearing more about CHEA today, that we'll see many HCS families at the conference this year. Andrew, again, I just thank you for the work that you personally are doing and for the work that CHEA is doing to protect our freedoms. You often don't appreciate the freedoms you have till they're gone. And we haven't really had to feel the loss of much freedom in the private homeschooling realm because of people, institutions like CHEA and FPM and HSLDA. So a hearty thank you for that. And I look forward to continuing to support you guys and promote you guys.
Yeah, and if I can just say a couple more things really quick. One is I should have plugged the website earlier. It's chiaofca.org. That's chiaofca.org. And you can find the convention information there. And then the last thing I want to say before I go is, Vicki, thank you. And to all the other staff at HCS, we're just really grateful for our family, but also for what Heritage has done to promote and grow homeschooling here in San Diego. It's I think you've done a lot of good work, and it's just really nice to see. So thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Heritage Happenings. I hope you all are keeping up with the newsletter and website and are seeing the dates for things coming up. This week, the week of April 15th, is pretty packed. Both academies have their meet and greets this week. The spring formal takes place, and excitingly, class registration opens up. Early registration for lead teachers at either an academy or a co-op class day campus, as well as everyone on the volunteer leadership team, will be able to register on the 18th. Eligible members will be able to register on the 19th, and then open registration, which includes all the new families, will be able to register on the 22nd. See the website or newsletter for eligibility requirements, and be sure you're able to register when your date opens up. Some classes and campuses do tend to fill quickly. The Class of 2025 incoming senior meeting is happening on the 22nd. You can find out all about that in the newsletter. This month, the whole month, we are taking nominations for the Principal's Choice Award. Anyone can nominate a senior for that, and you will find the categories that will be evaluated for each nominee either on the website or in the newsletter. There is a senior dinner, Coming up on May 8th, so if you're a senior this year, check that out on HSL or in the newsletter and sign up for that. Before I sign up, I really do just want to encourage you to check out the CHEA conference and their website. Consider getting some friends together and making a fun weekend out of that. And I really am serious. If you're going up, let's try and connect and meet up at some point up there. I know there's a lot of different homeschool groups and associations and conventions and conferences out there. The thing that's different about this one is it is distinctively Christian, and it has the longest history of working hard behind the scenes to ensure our freedom as private Christian homeschoolers. I hope you'll join me in supporting and encouraging their efforts to continue the good work that they're doing on our behalf. Have a great week, everyone.